Give me 2 seconds. I don't know if I left the oven on. Give me a second.
Well, you better go catch it.
You did good. You did good.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Funky Anime Podcast Filler. We just finished recording. If you can't tell, I literally spliced this right from the other episode.
No, you didn't. Nonsense. I went. I had dinner.
How was dinner?
No, I didn't eat dinner. I lied.
Oh, Pani, you didn't want to eat.
I didn't want that on my conscience, though.
Oh, he's gonna starve and die.
No, I mean,
I won't finish. I'm not gonna finish the quiz.
Guys, we teased it last week. This is probably going to be a shorter episode just because it's taking a freaking quiz. But we get it out here. So yeah.
Chuck, tell us why you had the idea to make quizzes.
So we needed filler episodes.
I thought there was going to be some. I thought you were going to say, well, because we do quizzes show. And
we do quizzes during the show.
Up and been like, nah, dog.
Well,
we're telling right now.
It's true. We legitimately need filler episodes, and I thought it would be really fun for us to do a quiz.
Oh, God, you got us
on ourselves. Like, so I linked you guys the quiz, and you can open it now. It's still kind of rough. It'll be cleaner for the release. But
oh, dude.
The link is in the description of both the video and the podcast, so check it out and you can do it with us. So,
oh my gosh, I'm so
which
excited.
Which Funky Anime Podcast member are you? Welcome to the official Funky Anime Podcast personality quiz. Want to find out what fat member you are? Then just finish this quiz and you'll be able to find out.
I hope these questions really pertain to me.
I hope so. That'd be really weird if it didn't.
All right. Are they randomized? Or are they all in the same order?
No, they're all in the same order. All right.
So I guess there's 10 of these questions. Yes. We each read one and then, you know, ha-ha to the one that doesn't get an extra one.
Okay. So let's just jump right into it.
All
right.
What kind of character is your favorite in an anime? The strongest protagonist, the witty comic relief, the silent and cool anti-hero, that random background character that seems to be in every episode, or the big bad of the story? God, am I supposed to be truthful about this?
Yeah. What,
God damn
are you
it,
gonna
I'm the
lie?
Random background character.
Guys, the witty comic relief characters, though.
I gotta go with the silent edgelord.
What? Okay, I agree.
Yeah, so next. What is your favorite
what is your
animal?
Favorite animal?
Duck, monkey, penguin, red panda, dog.
Dude, easy.
Easy slap.
Easy monkey, red panda, baby.
Penguin. Well, actually, we shouldn't say our answers, or else they'll get us.
What? Oh, fucking who cares?
Fine. Well, I mean, how do we do this?
Or Garb, read this exactly one now.
If you were asked to be interviewed on TV, how would you react? Hold your own and have a good but uneventful interview.
Dude,
ham it up for the camera and get the interview canned.
Dude,
what'd you say?
That's me.
Get nervous and stumble your way halfway through the interview.
Dude, that's me season one.
Make a fool of yourself and get on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, wait. Is it when... assuming time travel is real. Is this during Bob Saget's hosting or Alfonso Ribeiro? Okay, fine. That's me too then, I guess.
Well, Pino, what would actually happen in real life?
I would avoid that shit.
Avoid the interview altogether. I'll hold up my own. That's what I'll try to do.
I'd definitely ham it up for the camera.
I mean,
get the interview canned.
I mean, remember, I think I told you guys. I don't know if I told on the podcast or anything, but remember I was interviewed in a
Hey, Pino, do you wonder why I put this question in?
Hey, Chuck, you know what? I just want to let my people know that, like, it's a thing. Come on.
Tell
just,
the story, dude. It's a really give good some lore.
No, Chuck insulted
me. We need Philip.
I know what I've been insulted.
Tell the story, Pino.
All right, fine. So I was, I feel like I said it during the podcast.
I recorded it.
Okay, no, you're right. It was one of those Pino story moments. So yeah, I was at the store. I was doing some grocery shopping after work. I was taking my mom doing some grocery shopping as well. And we leave and then we see a very nice, very attractive lady in a red dress I guess it's a dress-ish thing, like short skirtish dress, walking towards us. And in my mind, I'm just like, they can't be walking towards me. I'm not that attractive. but she comes up, she speaks Spanish. She's like, hey, would you like to be on the interview? But she asked my mom first. My mom ran out of there like someone was chasing her with a bad opinion. She's like, no, you can interview him. I'm just like, okay. And she's like, okay, good. She's like, you speak Spanish? I'm like, yeah. And so did an interview in Spanish, and I showed up apparently on the late night news, and it was horrifying. I sent you both a Snapchat of it. But
it was very funny.
It was horrifying. I tried to keep my composure. Again, I have a history of being able to of translating for a lot of people, but you know, when you're in front of a camera and given a heavy, heavy topic that I won't go into, you forget how to Spanish. Luckily, they edited out all the good parts because, like, they really liked what I said. Apparently, I was eloquent and
eloquent.
Yeah, but I hated it.
I would say you're eloquent.
I didn't get a haircut that day. I was feeling like poop that day. I think my beard was ugly that day. I was just like, I can't believe there's an attractive lady interviewing me right now. Why couldn't I just not be asked these questions? And we all had a good laugh about it.
That's so good.
And no one ever found out until now.
Never be found. That's our find Frasier.
God.
Find Frasier.
We'll find Pino, dude. But yeah.
One day.
So next, who's reading this next one?
I think Garber had the last one, right?
I did.
It's my turn, right?
Yeah.
It is your turn.
How often do you keep up to date with seasonal anime? Continues to watch shows that have been running for a while, watches one or two shows a season, waits for the series to finish before starting them, starts several at the beginning of the season but finishes none, begins watching a series after the first couple episode comes out to see the reviews. Dang, these are all like, dang. Wow, why are they all too real?
I think I begin watching after the first couple episodes to see those reviews.
I'm a mix of all of them.
This season specifically is different. I've actually been keeping up with a couple, but like every other season in the past, I'm just like, yeah, I'll wait. So I don't know, man. It's tough. All right, I'll just pick this one, the two season.
Okay. What is your favorite shonen anime of these listed? Dragon Ball, One Piece, Haikyuu, Naruto, and JoJo's.
I like easy questions.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, me too. Easy, dude. Easy clap, dude.
Easy clap. Okay, next one. We're not going to say any of our answers because you should know it by now.
If you don't, that's fine.
Well, actually, mine's a toss-up between the two, but I know which
one.
You're not wild card there.
Come on.
I think I know which one it is at this moment, though.
Okay.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
How do you read manga? I read them on and off. I have one series that I go through at a time. I keep up with a couple of current running series. I follow current running series and then older series while I wait for updates. I can't read.
Wow, I'm glad that joke is back. Put on your glasses, son. All right, yeah. I've only recently... He's got the giggles.
I saw the next question.
Hey, I just follow manga.
I follow series and then older series while I wait.
Same. Finish the sentence.
Oh, yeah.
You read that.
No, you read it. No, you got to read this one.
No, you.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to read them.
Finish the sentence. I'm baby. I'm monkey. I'm sorry.
I'm too weak. Don't kill me, please.
I'm gay. You knew I was going to have to make that accent for the last
three. Oh, I know.
Oh, man. Damn, that's going to be one for the sound pack.
Guys. I'm baby.
Dude, you're baby?
I'm baby.
Dude, Garb?
I'm monkey.
I am too... Don't kill me.
Don't kill me.
When I play Minecraft, I go mining, start building, but give up halfway through, run around and burn down buildings, create a farm for food, or just kind of walk around not doing
damn,
too much.
Damn, I got called out with this one. Jeez Louise, I just kind of walk around not doing much. That's me.
Yeah, man.
I go mining. No, wait, no, I backed out. Give me 2 seconds. I
got, oh, no, you got to answer all the questions.
No, it's okay. I made this fucking quiz. I should know what I picked.
He's got it memorized.
Well, yeah, I made it, didn't I?
Guys, I can't wait till we're all just Pino. Then I can make fun of you guys for having bad opinions.
Oh, man.
That'd be really funny. Okay, so I'm baby. Okay. And I go mining. I always got to go mining first.
Oh, man, I dick around. I got to pick a spot for my house first.
Dude. I just like playing Minecraft and just walking. That's all I do. I just walk.
Guys, I'm just walking here.
I'm straight vibing.
Hey, Gar, what's this one?
Who's your Smash Ultimate main? Captain Falcon, Samus, Sans Undertale, Yoshi, or Random?
Dude, I want to play Randoms though.
Guys, Randoms is pretty fun. Not gonna lie.
Yeah,
but I gotta pick Yoshi, my boy.
The official Funky Anime Podcast rules.
Guys, you gotta pick randos. And if you get Olimar,
you're gone.
So a running joke with us that whenever we play randoms, if you get Olimar, you have to leave immediately.
Yeah. There's no
like you literally leave the call and don't play anymore.
You're right. You even shut down your Switch and
you stop for the night.
You're done.
Play anymore if you're Olimar. Yep,
you don't continue. You didn't succeed.
You didn't succeed. You cheated.
You lose.
No sense of accomplishment. And then finally, who's your favorite Funky Anime Podcast member? Chuck, dude. Gabe, Pino. I don't know why I put Gabe and not Garb. Charlie and the Patreon.
To Patreon,
I hate all of you.
They give us money, so they get to pick.
I think I got to pick Pino, honestly.
Dang it, who do I pick? Garb, who are you going to pick?
I picked a patron, dude, because they give us money.
I like Charlie. I like Charlie. Sometimes I bring up Charlie, and you thank me, so I'm picking Charlie. Oh, dude.
Okay, Pino, who'd you get?
All right, I'm going to screenshot this. I can't believe it. I am surprised. I'd like to actually start off by thanking the Academy. I wouldn't have been able to.
Did I get it all right?
I can't believe that, they knew exactly who I was and who I wasn't.
Yes.
And I am, in fact, Pino. Garb, who'd you get?
I got Garb.
Oh, dude, wait. Let's read our little
yeah,
little
I wrote blurbs
after.
For a reason.
Dude, okay, I'm Pino. You always have cool niche things to... cool. Just you should put quotes there. Cool niche things to share with others. Enjoy Japanese video games, and you have some questionable... No.
What about Nami?
That's not questionable. Okay, well, not yet. I don't have any questionable figures just yet. You make up for your small stature with your fun and caring personality. I don't know if I should feel offended or if I should cry. Both being negative. No, both being positive. That's cool. thanks. But no, that Nami figure's not questionable. She's just Western Nami.
I don't know. If you can flip it up and it show and her panties are visible, then it is questionable.
Did I show you that picture?
I don't think so.
Ooh.
I think you have a picture to share with us, Pino.
After the episode.
All right. Should I go ahead and read off mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, of course.
You are Garb. You're a silly person, very creative in the arts and computers. Exudes so much chaotic energy. Loves Sonic the Hedgehog. But also a really nice person when people get to know you.
Oh.
I had to...
Silly man.
What a silly boy. And then finally, I am Chuck. You are the most outspoken of the group, making sure your opinions are heard. You are the single leader of your friends and drag them into some crazy situations, but it's done in love.
Damn. Oh, that's fantastic.
It felt really weird writing that for myself, because I was like, I don't want to sound like a fucking stroking my own dick here, but...
Sometimes you gotta give it a pull.
Yeah, just a little. God. Let's be real. I'm so happy that we all got ourselves. I was scared that someone was going to get something else, but
I was hoping we were going to get errors.
And
the quiz was not finished, so you all got errors.
No, no. But yes, so if make sure to email us or tweet at us. There's actually a tweet button at the bottom. You guys don't tweet it out yet because that's a spoiler.
I can't. I'm not signed on to any of my stuff here.
If you'd like to share it with us, tweet it at us or email us. And honestly, have a good time. I had a good time making this.
Dang. And next time we should just make our... No, never mind. That'll take too long.
What?
I was like, for season 3, we compile all our best grills.
No. God, that's so... What best grill are you? That's like 100 options.
That's a... Yeah. Let's not.
That's over 100 options.
We can like, just use our best picks from the end of the season.
That's still like...
That's still 10. Too much. You're asunder. Okay, bye.
But yes.
Not
so,
bad. That was fun. Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm glad that you guys enjoyed it. I put a little bit of time into it, so hopefully you guys at home enjoyed it as well. So...
Yeah,
keep us updated on if you'd like to see more stuff like this. This was actually released to the patrons a little bit ahead of time just so they could, you know, play with it.
Have fun.
And
chew on it. Think about it.
But yes, yeah, so remember, we're the Funky MMA Podcast. If you want to see us everywhere, there will be an outro me talking. That's not me right now. It's me from over like a year ago now.
Yes.
So I might record a new one. Maybe.
Dude, update.
Dude, update 2. When's update 2 coming out?
Dude, when is update 2 coming out?
We should have had one. Whenever we put one out a week late.
Well, that was during the SmashCon visit, so all forgot.
Yeah, no one noticed. It's fine.
That's fine.
But yeah.
I must say, I think I chose the correct picture because the description makes me sound like a robot, and I am a robot. I think that was a good. I think all the pictures worked with our descriptions too.
Yeah,
I did not plan that at all.
Yeah, the fuck me eyes are pretty good.
Okay, but yes,
dude. Here's to season 3.
Yeah.
Hopefully we. I don't think we changed any studios. I think we're still with the same studio.
God, I hope we're with the same. Hopefully we get a better studio.
Yeah, maybe we'll get some more a better budget.
Probably not.
We're not going to reuse any endings or openings, so that's good.
That's why we're reusing an ending and opening with this episode.
It's filler, dude.
That's right. No, it doesn't matter.
Filler doesn't matter. As long as you know if it's filler, then you can just easy skip. I mean, don't skip it.
Don't skip it. This is quality
don't
content.
Don't skip our filler.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Do you skip the filler in Naruto?
I would never. Pansy?
I don't remember any.
I don't remember any, but I wouldn't skip the 40% of the show that's filler.
Dude, I want to watch Choji eat.
Choji's my favorite fucking character in Naruto.
More like Choji Akamunchi, am I right? God, when Naruto said that, I died. It's like, dude, you're going to low-key talk smack in your mind about him on your show, dude? Shut up.
Guys.
Lonely boy.
This has been the Funky MMA Podcast. We're actually going to be back in 2 weeks. For a very special episode. Garb, do you want to tell us what that episode is?
I don't know what it is. Was I supposed to know? You didn't tell me ahead of time. You did this to me.
It's literally the thing that I messaged you about earlier to compile a list of some sort.
Oh yeah. The thing I haven't done. It's we're going to watch some of the best Dragon Ball filler. Well, I guess specifically Dragon Ball Z. But I know there's one episode for sure. And then the rest of them, we'll have to see.
Yeah, but we're watching one episode. Check our Twitter after this is released. We'll post the list there. Hopefully, it gets done within the next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, we've got a little bit.
We got time,
but you still got to do it.
Oh yeah, certainly.
Also, if this is releasing after, happy holidays, everybody.
It actually is releasing on New Year's.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. The first Funky Anime Podcast of 2020 is a filler.
I can't believe you.
How thought-provoking.
This is just like My Hero, where just the first episode is recaps.
Yeah.
Dude, we just recapped our own season.
Well, yeah, that was the first episode.
Yeah.
We're different. We do our recaps at the end of the season.
Yeah, might as well. I mean, you're going to forget anyways, but might as well remind you then forget.
Yeah.
We're doing our due diligence, you know.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, guys. It's going to be on the wiki eventually.
Well, make sure to tell your mom you love her. We have been the Fuck Yeah Baby Podcast.
Oh, tell her Happy New Year, too.
Yeah, tell your mom a Happy New Year. Give her a call.
Damn.
Come on.
Wear yellow. Is it yellow that people wear?
What?
Or is that just... Never mind.
What are you talking about?
It's a South American thing. You wear yellow for New Year's.
Oh, I didn't
know. Yeah.
Well, like, it's like gold, I guess.
I guess, and you put lentils in your pocket.
What? Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, time out.
I'll take a picture. Thank you guys for watching.
Okay. Bye. The Funky Anime Podcast is a program made by Upchucked, Garbalax, and Pinoplane. You can find Chuck at Upchuck Gaming on Twitter and Upchucked on YouTube. You can find Garb at Garbalax on Twitter or Garbalax on Twitch. You can find Pino at Pinoplane2 on Twitter and Pinatoplane2 on Twitch. Music made by Garbalax, editing by Chuck, audio mastering by Garbalax, moral support by Pino. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/3weebros. And make sure to check out our YouTube channel, 3weebros, so you can find our latest content. Thank you. The oven was in fact on, but it's okay because nothing burned down yet.
You were very busy while you were gone.
We lost two, count them, two brain cells each.
That's all you had.
No.
Bad news. Yep. That means they're all gone.
Wow, good math. Maybe you still have one left.
It's working overtime.